We come to this place for magic. We come to pop a review, to laugh, to cry, to drink, because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when we hit the play button and go somewhere we've never been before. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. Pop Poor Review. We make movie podcasts better.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pop Poor Review with just myself, because today we are doing the IMDb Top 250 Rundown. We break down everything that's happened off the month of March. Apologize for the episode being a little late, but with the holidays and stuff going on, we just had to push it back 1 week. So, if my counting was correct, 237 different movies changed their spots at least once. That's 137 spots more than last month, and there's a reason for it, and that is Dune Part 2. We'll get into that in a second. The bottom of the list continues to be a rotating door. The first movie of 2024, like I said, entered the list being Dune Part 2. It entered the list on March 1st at number 35, very high, causing the 1992 Disney film Aladdin to get knocked out at number 250. We'll get more into Dune. Like I said, we'll get more into Dune in a moment. Yeah, so that's exciting. First movie of 2024 to enter the list. Let's see how many we get this year. But moving on March 17th, both Aladdin and the 2015 Indian film Desirium entered the list at number 249 and 250 respectively, causing both the 2023 Oscar-winning movie Poor Things and the 1959 French film The 400 Blows to be knocked out at number 246 and 250 respectively. Like with Dune 2, we'll get into Poor Things in a moment. On March 18th, The 400 Blows once again entered the list at number 249, once again knocking out Aladdin at 249. On March 19th, Aladdin again entered the list at number 250, knocking out The 400 Blows at number 249. Like I said, this month was a rotating door for things entering and leaving the list, so just bear with me. On March 21st, the 2012 Indian film Gangs of Worshipper entered the list at number 250, knocking out Desirium at number 250. On March 23rd, The 400 Blows re-entered the list at number 250, quickly knocking off Gangs of Worshipper. On March 24th, Desirium once again entered the list at number 250, but knocked The 400 Blows off the list. On March 25th, the 1984 film Paris, Texas entered the list at number 250, knocking Desirium off the list again at number 250. On March 27th, Desirium entered back on the list at number 250, knocking off Paris, Texas, also at number 250. Then, on March 28th, Paris, Texas re-entered the list at number 250, knocking off Desirium once again off the list at number 250. Finally, on March 30th, Gangs of Worcester jumped back into the list at number 250, knocking Paris, Texas off the list, also at number 250. A lot moved. It was, you know, March 1st, there was Dune Part 2. And then it took a few days, and then like from like February 17th to February 30th, like almost every day there was something. So we'll see next month if April brings that much back and forth, because February also had that as well. As I mentioned a few times before, we have our first 2024 movie to enter the list with Dune Part 2, and I do not think it's going anywhere. It started at number 35 at the beginning of the month, and by the end of March, it went up 25 spots and down 5 spots to number 15. It is number 15 right now. Obviously, it's going to move a little bit here and there, but it is now above movies like The Empire Strikes Back, Back to the Future, and Goodfellas. Those are huge movies to be above. But also, Dune Part 2 is like a huge movie. And I think from the moment they were saying it's a cinematic masterpiece, I'm like, oh, it's going to be high up on this list. Because Dune, the first one, was on the list for a while, and then it fell off, I believe, in like 2022. I'm pretty sure it's going to stay in the 15 to 20 range for years and years and years. It's just one of those movies I think is going to be very high up for a very long time, just because of how much people love it already and how high it is already. Also, throughout the month, it received 262,076 new votes. So it was flooding with votes. It really was. So I think Dune, it's going to be interesting to watch Dune Part 2's kind of like either if it's constantly moving one or two, or if it just stays, or like what's going to happen. Because this is like one of the big movies, but also last year Oppenheimer had that as well, and we'll talk about where that is in just a moment. But our usual suspects that we usually talk about every month is probably going to change going forward. The 12th Fail is sort of settling in and moved one spot up and five spots down to number 57 compared to the moving over 100 spots in January. It seems like we're probably not gonna be talking about that as much anymore, because it's kind of settling. It's kind of doing what all movies now, after a while, tend to do. Just kind of sit there, maybe move one or two up every once in a while. It currently has a total of 108,165 votes. Another movie that was sort of settling in on the list and might get taken off the usual suspect list is Godzilla Minus One. It went up two spots and down two spots, number 177. It currently has a total of 47,535 votes. It's one of the few movies with under 100,000 votes to be on the list, and that's like an accomplishment in and of itself. And we may even need to take Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse off the usual suspect list. It went down three spots, number 36. I'm pretty sure it's staying in the top 50, so unless something crazy happens, and that goes the same for the 12th Fail and Godzilla Minus One, we'll probably take a break from talking about it. But it currently has a total of 363,427 votes. So I think next month we're going to be talking about, you know, different movies, just because, like when I started this, we were talking about Top Gun Maverick, Spider-Man, No Way Home, and Everything Ever All at Once, and then those kind of sort of settled in, and we kind of stopped talking about them unless something big happened. I think we're kind of moving into the next phase also from when we were talking about Oppenheimer, 12th Fail, Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse, Poor Things. I think we're kind of moving into the next stage, but one is staying behind, being Oppenheimer. It doesn't necessarily move a lot each month, but the daily new votes are still within the top three almost every day. So that's why we're going to keep talking about it, because something big is still happening with it. The movie that took home Best Picture at the Oscars this year has gone down six spots, number 90. Throughout the month, it received 47,583 new votes. That's over 12,000 more than last month. So it's actually going up, which is crazy. It's actually funny, the highest number of new votes was the day after the Oscars. And 8 months in, there's not a decrease in daily new votes. Actually, an increase. You know, it goes back and forth, but this month there was an increase. Yet there is a decrease in it going down in numbers on the actual list. Currently, it's at number 90. I do think it's going to go below 100. I didn't think that at first, but I definitely think it's probably possible now. But I don't ever see it going below 130. If it goes below 130, there may be a slight chance it goes off the list. But I don't think we're there yet. A movie that did go off the list, like I mentioned before, was Poor Things. Unfortunately, it fell out. I was kind of upset about it. Because it is a really good movie, and I was shocked to see it fall out of the list so quickly. But the Oscar-winning movie went down a wild 125 spots. And like I said, it kind of shocked me, because at one point it was in the mid-90s. And up until it's falling out of the list, it was in the top three for the daily new votes every day. So my guess is that, like, once more mainstream audiences saw it, they started to give it lower ratings. So while the ratings are still high, like everyone's still rating it, it might not be as high as what it was before the mainstream audience saw it. So then it fell off the list. Could it come back in? There's a chance, but I have a feeling it's going to stay out for a while. It was nice to see it recognized on the top 250. Like I said before, our usual suspects, I think, that we usually talk about every month, is going to change. I think we still have Oppenheimer, and we're going to have Dune Part 2 now. But let's see next month what are the movies to talk about. So that's exciting to stay tuned for. The highest ranking change was a tie between Dune Part 2 moving up a spot on March 5th to number 10. Making The Good, the Bad, the Ugly go down to number 11. And then a few days later, on March 10th, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly went up to number 10, making Dune Part 2 go down to number 11. I just think it's crazy that Dune is, like, at one point was in the top 10. Like, it went above, like, Interstellar and Fight Club and Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. At a certain point, those regained their spots. But, like, to, for a moment, have Dune Part 2 be higher than those movies, that's a wild thing. And I'm really excited to, like, track Dune Part 2. I think it might be one of the ones that, like, are considered, like, just, like, a classic, you know, years and years later. So, as we wrap up, I usually kind of share the movies that we already covered on the podcast from the IMDb Top 250 list. There were a lot, because Dune Part 2 obviously was as high as 10 at one point. So, like, everything below 10 was moving. And there was about 46 movies that moved around that we've already covered since starting to talk about the IMDb Top 250 list. So that means only 5 out of, like, the around 51 movies that we've already done were not touched this month. So that's crazy, but it makes sense, because Dune Part 2 went so high up that everything below it was shifting. I would list all 46 for you, but I don't think you want to sit here while I just list movies. I figured I'd just kind of give you a SparkNote version of kind of what happened with that. So we are already in the month of April. So by the time next month's IMDb Top 50 Rundown comes up, I'm curious to see if there's any new movies coming out that will hit the list. my own, like last month, like I was like, I knew before even starting March that Doom was going to enter. I didn't know it was going to be that high, but I knew it was going to enter. So I think now I'm going to start to kind of predict, you know, going into the next month, what do I think will enter the list, if anything. This month, I don't really think anything's going to enter during the month of April from 2024. Some things might come back in. Obviously, some things are going to go in and out like they have been the last few months. But I think if any new movie's going to enter the list in April, it might be Civil War. I think it's coming out around April 12th, so I'm interested to see what happens with that. I think if the buzz about it is really high, it can enter just for a little bit and drop back out. But if, you know, critics are really liking it, but if the audiences don't love it as much as critics, it might not have as high of an IMDb score that I'm thinking, and it might not even, you know, enter the list at all. So that's something to look forward to let's see what April brings for us. But yeah, that's the end of the IMDb Top 50 Rundown, where we broke down the month of March. Stay tuned for next month when we break down April. And in the meantime, stay tuned for all of our regular episodes. We have some really good movies coming up. It's going to be really exciting. Can't wait for you guys to listen to those as well. So on behalf of me and my co-hosts, thank you for listening, and we will see you later. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. You can hear us anywhere you listen to podcasts, and we want to hear what you think, so leave us a review. Give us some likes on social media, at Pop Poor Review. Click around www.poppoorreview.com. Become a member of our Patreon page, patreon.com/poppoorreview, for exclusive content and drink recipes. And one last thing before you go, make sure to check out the Titan Media Collective and Titan Cast Network. Enjoy the rest of your Movie Monday.
That was a Titan Cast episode.